All right, guys, welcome back to the show. This is Bitcoin Audible. I am Guy Swan. I was throwing together this bill really quick, or excuse me, the reading of this bill from El Salvador, and someone had the impression and said in the group that they thought it just passed, which I was a little bit like, holy crap, because I had just stopped to decide to do this. But that is not the case. I was a little bit jumping the gun because I had not yet confirmed this. So I did say, I think this just passed in the reading, but it appears that that has not happened yet. They were reading it in front of the bill, and there's a lot of support for it, but we still do not have word yet. But it is there. They are in Congress. They are talking about it, that this might be happening very soon. So with that caveat, let's go ahead and get into the recording. The Legislative Assembly of the Republic of El Salvador considering. 1. That in accordance with Article 102 of the Constitution of the Republic, the state is under the obligation to promote and protect private enterprise, generating the necessary conditions to increase national wealth for the benefit of the greatest number of inhabitants. 2. That under Legislative Decree No. 201, published in Official Gazette No. 241, Volume 349, dated December 22, 2000, the United States dollar was adopted as legal tender. 3. That approximately 70% of the population does not have access to traditional financial services. 4. That it is the obligation of the state to facilitate the financial inclusion of its citizens in order to better guarantee their rights. 5. That in order to promote the economic growth of the nation, it is necessary to authorize the circulation of a digital currency whose value answers exclusively to free market criteria, in order to increase national wealth for the benefit of the greatest number of inhabitants. 6. That according to the previous considerations, it is essential to issue the basic rules that will regulate the legal course of Bitcoin. Therefore, decrees the following. Bitcoin Law, Chapter 1, General Dispositions. Article 1. The purpose of this law is to regulate Bitcoin as unrestricted legal tender with liberating power, unlimited in any transaction, and to any title that public or private natural or legal persons require carrying out. What is mentioned in the previous paragraph does not hinder the application of the Monetary Integration Law. Article 2. The exchange rate between Bitcoin and the United States dollar, subsequently USD, will be freely established by the market. Article 3. Prices may be expressed in Bitcoin. Article 4. Tax contributions can be paid in Bitcoin. Article 5. Exchanges in Bitcoin will not be subject to capital gains tax, just like any legal tender. Article 6. For accounting purposes, the USD will be used as the reference currency. Article 7. Every economic agent must accept Bitcoin as payment when offered to him by whoever acquires a good or service. Article 8. Without prejudice to the actions of the private sector, the state shall provide alternatives that allow the user to carry out transactions in Bitcoin and have automatic and instant convertibility from Bitcoin to USD if they wish. Furthermore, the state will promote the necessary training and mechanisms so that the population can access Bitcoin transactions. Article 9. The limitations and operation of the alternatives of automatic and instantaneous conversion from Bitcoin to USD provided by the state will be specified in the regulations issued for this purpose. Article 10. The executive branch will create the necessary institutional structure to apply this law. Final and transitional provisions. Article 11. The Central Reserve Bank and the Superintendency of the Financial System shall issue the corresponding regulations within the period mentioned in Article 16 of this law. Article 12. Those who, by evident and notorious fact, do not have access to the technologies that allow to carry out transactions in Bitcoin are excluded from the obligations expressed in Article 7 of this law. The state will promote the necessary training and mechanisms so that the population can access Bitcoin transactions. Article 13. All obligations in money expressed in USD existing before the effective date of this law may be paid in Bitcoin. Article 14. Before the entry into force of this law, the state will guarantee, through the creation of a trust at the Banco de Desarrollo de El Salvador, the automatic and instantaneous convertibility of Bitcoin to USD necessary for the alternatives provided by the state mentioned in Article 8. Article 15. This law will have a special character in its application concerning other laws that regulate the matter, being repealed any provision that contradicts it. Article 16. This decree will take effect 90 days after its publication in the Official Gazette. Given at the Blue Hall of the Legislative Palace, San Salvador, on the 8th day of June, 2021. Okay, that closes it out. I genuinely believe I haven't confirmed yet because I don't speak Spanish and I'm watching this live and I'm trying to listen to people at the same time, but I'm pretty sure this just got passed. So I wanted to have this posted. A couple of interesting things about the bill, just because I do need to close this out. But one of the really interesting things is Article 7 literally mandates, it's not just a, oh, Bitcoin is an option. It mandates that someone who has the technological ability essentially must accept Bitcoin as payment. And with the exception of, I already forgot which one, I now have lost the damn thing. One of the articles, I think it was like Article 14, if I'm not mistaken, that was the exception to that. If you're not technologically possible, or if you're not kind of plugged in to the relevant mechanisms in order to make that exchange, then you will be exempt from that law. But this goes into effect 90 days after its publication, which it appears that might have just happened within the hour. And the US dollar will still be the unit of account here. It will be still the relative pricing mechanism. One interesting is that there is an explicit article that says the exchange rate of Bitcoin in the United States dollar will be freely established on the market. So they will not set the exchange rate, which is awesome. It's awesome. It's a stipulation that the market is going to determine the price of this. Excuse me. Sorry. I'm a little bit excited and I've been drinking a little bit, but they're going to establish a trust and they will actually attempt to provide liquidity and convertibility of Bitcoin to US dollar and potentially vice versa. It doesn't explicitly say back in the opposite direction. But that's really interesting. Caitlin mentioned in the spaces, God, I can't get this name right. It's the first time using spaces, that she doesn't know. It doesn't appear that they actually have a direct line to the Federal Reserve, that they are using SWIFT. We don't know exactly how that trust is going to be set up, but they're going to provide, as they said in, I think it was Article 12, the necessary training and mechanisms so that people can access Bitcoin transactions, whether it be Bitcoin or Lightning. Obviously, I think with Jack Mallers being there, the Innovation HQ, with Blockstream being involved in this, as we've all seen from the previous I talked about in the previous episode, is that this looks like it's going to be heavy Lightning. I mean, this is the only way you're actually going to get it done at the scale of, you know, 10 million potential users as far as El Salvadorans. So just crazy how fast this is happening. I mean, this just moved through Congress the bill just got passed, and it kind of makes me think that maybe there's some political pressure. They want to make sure that this gets done before maybe there's any pushback or some political influence from external political influence, so that this gets actually done very quickly. And again, I actually haven't confirmed this yet, so I could be wrong. It is being read before Congress, at least. That's what Bukele, the president, has tweeted out just a little while ago, like as I was starting this episode, that this was being read before Congress. So maybe I'm a little bit getting ahead of myself, but someone mentioned in the actual spaces that it was passed. So I don't really know. But I just wanted to get this out so that if anybody wanted to listen to or get the details of the bill, hopefully I will be able to break this down a little bit further in another episode. I did a completely unrelated read of Tomer Strohlite's Why Bitcoin series, but this is pretty historic. This is happening right now. Bitcoin may have just become legal tender. Hopefully I'll have an update for you guys tomorrow, but holy shit. Holy shit, guys. this is unfolding really, really fast. And there's a lot to unpack in this bill of like what could be, what this could mean for a lot of different reasons and like how this affects, you know, like this is where we enter the realm of states having Bitcoin independence from the concept of like energy independence. They want to make sure that they have enough mining power that they can mine their own transactions. And the state is going to have this on their balance sheet. This is going to be in the treasury reserves and people are even going to be able to pay their taxes in this. There's so much to unpack here. I'm just going to go ahead and close this and publish it. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget our awesome sponsors, Bitbox and Swan Bitcoin. Jesus, you got to stack and you got to hold your own keys, guys. And this is how to do it. Going to be a crazy week. Going to be just an absolutely crazy week. I'm Guy Swan. Thank you so much. I'll catch you next time. This has been a 111 production, and you are listening to Bitcoin Audible on the Crypto Economy Network.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.